How to Train Your Dog, A Beginner's Guide to Successful Training. Discover effective techniques and expert tips on how to train your dog with our comprehensive guide. From basic obedience to solving behavior problems, our step-by-step instructions will help you build a stronger bond with your furry friend. Start training your dog today. How to Train Your Dog. 5 Essential Dog Commands. Are you looking for the best commands to teach your dog? While having a well-trained dog is not the same as having a well-balanced dog, teaching the basic dog training commands can be helpful in addressing behavior problems, whether they are present or may arise in the future. So where exactly do you start teaching your dog commands? While lessons can benefit you and your pup, there are many dog training commands you can teach your dog at home. Below we've put together a list of the best dog commands that you and your pup are guaranteed to love. Sit. Teaching your dog to sit is one of the most basic dog commands to teach your puppy, so it's a good start. Dogs that know the sit command will be calmer and easier to control than dogs that haven't learned this simple command. In addition, the sit command prepares your dog for more difficult commands, such as stay and come. Here's how to teach your dog the sit command. 1. Hold the treat close to the dog's nose. 2. Move your hands up to make his head follow the treat and lower his hips. 3. Once he sits, say sit, offer him a treat, and show him some affection. Repeat this sequence several times a day until your dog gets the hang of it. Then ask your dog to sit down before meals, when you go for a walk, and any other time you want him to sit quietly. Come. Another important command your dog needs to learn is the word come. This command is useful when you lose control of the tire or accidentally leave the front door open. Again, this command is easy to teach and will keep your dog out of trouble. 1. Put your dog on a leash and collar. 2. Walk up to his level and say come while gently tugging on the leash. 3. When he finds you, reward him with affection and treats. Once he has mastered the leash, he can take it off and continue practicing commands in a safe, enclosed area. Down. The following command is one of the more difficult dog training commands to teach. The reason your dog may have a hard time mastering this command is that he needs to be in a submissive position. You can help your dog by keeping him active and relaxed during training, especially if your dog is scared or anxious. Also remember to always praise your dog when he successfully completes the command. 1. Find a particularly fragrant food and hold it in your fist. 2. Place your hand over the dog's nose. When he smells it, move your hand to the floor so that he follows you. 3. Then slide your hands on the floor in front of him and encourage his body to follow his head. 4. Once he's in the down position, say down, offer him the treat, and share the affection. Repeat this exercise every day. If your dog tries to sit up or run for your hand, say no and take your hand away. Don't push it into the down position and encourage your dog with each step toward the correct position. After all, he's trying to figure it out. Stay. Similar to the sit command, the stay command will make your dog more manageable. This command is useful in many situations, such as when you want your dog to get out of the way while doing chores, or when you don't want your pup to overwhelm guests. Before attempting to teach your dog this command, make sure your dog is an expert at the sit cue. If he hasn't quite mastered the sit command, take some time to practice with him before moving on to the stay command. 1. Ask your dog to sit first. 2. Then open your palms in front of you and say stay. 3. Take a few steps back. If he stays, reward him with treats and affection. 4. Gradually increase the number of steps you take before giving a treat. 5. Always reward your pup for staying put, even if it's just for a few seconds. This is an exercise in self-control for your dog, so don't be discouraged if it takes a while to master, especially with puppies and high-energy dogs. After all, most dogs would rather move than sit and wait. Leave it alone. This last command can help keep your dog safe when his curiosity gets the better of him, such as when he smells something interesting but potentially dangerous on the floor. The goal is to teach your puppy that ignoring other items will get him better things. 1. Hold treats in both hands. 2. Show him a closed fist with the treat inside and say never mind. 3. Ignore his behavior when he licks, sniffs, opens his mouth, paws and barks for treats. 4. Use your other hand to give him a treat once he stops trying. 5. Repeat until your dog leaves the first fist when you say leave it. 6. Then only give your dog the treat when he moves away from the first fist and looks up at you. Once your dog consistently stays away from the first treat and makes eye contact with you when you say commands, you're ready to handle it. For this next training method, use 2 different treats, one that's tasty but not super appealing, and one that smells extra nice and yummy to your pup. 1. Say never mind, put the less attractive treat on the floor and cover it with your hand. 2. Wait for your dog to ignore the treat and look at you. Then get that treat off the floor, give him a better treat, and immediately share the affection. 3. Once he has it, put the less appetizing item on the floor, but don't cover it completely with your hands. Instead, place your hand slightly above the treat. Gradually move your hand further and further away over time until your hand is about 6 inches larger. 4. Now he's ready to practice with you. Follow the same steps, but if he tries to reach for a less appetizing treat, cover it with your foot. Don't rush to teach your puppy any of these dog training commands. Remember that you are asking a lot of your dog. If you go to the next level and he is having a really hard time, go back to the previous level. This list of dog commands can help protect your dog from dangerous situations and improve your communication with him. Taking the time to teach your puppy these common dog commands is well worth the investment of time and effort. Remember that the training process takes time, so only begin dog obedience training when you are in the right frame of mind to practice calm, confident energy and patience. How to train your dog not to bark. Training your dog not to bark can be a challenging task, but it is possible with patience and consistency. Here are some tips to help you train your dog not to bark excessively. 1. Identify the cause of your dog's barking. Dogs bark for a variety of reasons, such as boredom, fear, anxiety, excitement, or to alert their owners of danger. Identifying the cause of your dog's barking can help you address the issue more effectively. 2. Use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement involves rewarding your dog for good behavior. When your dog does not bark excessively, praise and reward them with treats or affection. This will help them associate good behavior with positive outcomes. 3. Teach your dog a quiet command. When your dog starts barking, use a command like quiet or enough in a firm but calm voice. When they stop barking, reward them with a treat or praise. Repeat this process consistently until your dog learns to stop barking on command. 4. Avoid rewarding bad behavior. Avoid giving your dog attention or treats when they are barking excessively. This will only reinforce the behavior and make it more difficult to stop. 5. Keep your dog stimulated. Make sure your dog is getting enough exercise, mental stimulation, and socialization. A tired and happy dog is less likely to bark excessively. 6. Seek professional help. If your dog's barking is excessive or you are having difficulty training them, consider seeking the help of a professional dog trainer or behaviorist. Remember that training your dog not to bark excessively requires patience and consistency. With time and effort, your dog can learn to control their barking and be a well-behaved companion. How to train your dog to walk on a leash. Training your dog to walk on a leash is an essential part of their obedience training. Here are some steps to help you train your dog to walk on a leash. 1. Introduce the leash and collar. Start by introducing your dog to the collar and leash. Let them sniff the collar and leash and get used to the sensation of having them on. 2. Use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement involves rewarding your dog for good behavior. Whenever your dog walks calmly beside you, praise them and reward them with a treat or affection. 3. Start in a quiet area. Start training your dog to walk on a leash in a quiet area with few distractions, such as your backyard or a quiet park. 4. Encourage your dog to walk beside you. Use treats or a toy to encourage your dog to walk beside you. Hold the leash loosely, and use a happy and encouraging tone of voice. 5. Use a command. Use a command like heel or let's go to signal to your dog that it's time to walk. When your dog starts walking beside you, reward them with praise and treats. 6. Use a shorter leash. Use a shorter leash to give you more control over your dog's movements. Keep the leash loose, so your dog does not feel restrained. 7. Increase the duration of walks gradually. gradually increase the duration of your walks and introduce more distractions. This will help your dog learn to stay focused and walk calmly beside you in different environments. Remember that training your dog to walk on a leash takes time and patience. With consistent training, positive reinforcement, and plenty of practice, your dog will learn to walk calmly and happily beside you on a leash. How to train your dog to be a service dog. Training a dog to be a service dog requires time, dedication, and specific training techniques. Here are some steps to help you train your dog to be a service dog. 1. Choose the right dog. Not all dogs are suitable for service work. Look for a dog that is friendly, trainable, and has the right temperament for service work. Breeds commonly used for service work include Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, and German Shepherds. 2. Socialize your dog. Service dogs need to be comfortable around people and in different environments. Socialize your dog by exposing them to different people, animals, and situations, such as crowded places and public transportation. 3. Teach basic obedience. Teach your dog basic obedience commands, such as sit, stay, down, and come. Your dog needs to be able to follow your commands reliably. 4. Train specific tasks. Service dogs need to be trained to perform specific tasks based on the needs of their handlers. Tasks could include retrieving dropped items, opening doors, providing balance support, or alerting to medical emergencies. Work with a professional dog trainer to help you train your dog for specific tasks. 5. Train in public. Service dogs need to be able to work in public places, such as stores, restaurants, and airports. Train your dog in different public settings to help them get used to different environments and distractions. 6. Get certified. While certification is not required, it can help you prove that your dog is a legitimate service dog. Consider getting your dog certified through a reputable organization that provides service dog certification. Remember that training a service dog requires a significant amount of time, patience, and effort. Work with a professional dog trainer to help you train your dog and ensure that they are properly socialized, trained, and certified to perform service work. How to train your dog to ignore other dogs. Training your dog to ignore other dogs can be challenging, especially if your dog is reactive or easily distracted. Here are some tips to help you train your dog to ignore other dogs. 1. Use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement involves rewarding your dog for good behavior. Whenever your dog ignores another dog, praise them and reward them with a treat or affection. 2. Train basic obedience commands. Teach your dog basic obedience commands, such as sit, stay, and come. These commands can help you redirect your dog's attention away from other dogs. 3. Start with distance. Start training your dog to ignore other dogs at a distance where they are not reactive or overly excited. Gradually decrease the distance between your dog and other dogs as they become more comfortable and better trained. 4. Use a watch me command. Teach your dog a watch me command to help redirect their attention away from other dogs. When you say watch me, your dog should look at you and ignore other distractions. 5. Use a distraction. Use a toy or a treat to distract your dog from other dogs. When your dog is focused on the distraction, gradually move it away from the other dogs to help your dog learn to ignore them. 6. Avoid punishment. Avoid punishing your dog for reacting to other dogs, as this can make the problem worse. Instead, focus on positive reinforcement and redirection. 7. Seek professional help. If your dog's behavior is severe or you are having difficulty training them, consider seeking the help of a professional dog trainer or behaviorist. Remember that training your dog to ignore other dogs requires patience and consistency. With time and effort, your dog can learn to focus on you and ignore other distractions, including other dogs. How to potty train your dog. Potty training your dog is an important part of their early training, and it requires consistency and patience. Here are some steps to help you potty train your dog. 1. Establish a routine. Establish a consistent routine for your dog, including regular feeding times, potty breaks, and playtime. Dogs thrive on routine and consistency, so having a set schedule can help them learn when it's time to go potty. 2. Choose a potty spot. Choose a specific spot outside where you want your dog to go potty. Take them to this spot every time you take them outside to go potty. 3. Use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement involves rewarding your dog for good behavior. Whenever your dog goes potty outside, praise them and give them a treat or affection. 4. Watch for signs. Watch for signs that your dog needs to go potty, such as sniffing around or circling. When you see these signs, take your dog outside immediately. 5. Limit your dog's access. When you're not able to supervise your dog, limit their access to the house. Use a crate or a small enclosed area where they can't wander off and have accidents. 6. Clean up accidents. If your dog has an accident inside, clean it up immediately with an enzyme cleaner to remove the odor. Avoid using ammonia-based cleaners, as they can attract your dog back to the same spot. 7. Be patient. Potty training takes time and patience. Your dog may have accidents or take longer to learn, but with consistency and positive reinforcement, they will eventually learn. Remember that potty training is a process, and every dog learns at their own pace. Consistency, patience, and positive reinforcement are key to successfully potty training your dog. How to train your dog not to bite. Training your dog not to bite is essential to ensure their safety and the safety of others. Here are some steps to help you train your dog not to bite. 1. Socialize your dog. Socialization is crucial for dogs to learn appropriate behavior around people and other dogs. Expose your dog to different environments, people, and animals, starting from a young age. 2. Use positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement involves rewarding your dog for good behavior. Whenever your dog shows appropriate behavior, such as not biting, praise them and reward them with a treat or affection. 3. Train basic obedience commands. Teach your dog basic obedience commands, such as sit, stay, and come. These commands can help you redirect your dog's attention away from potential biting situations. 4. Use a no-bite command. Teach your dog a no-bite command to help them learn that biting is not acceptable. When your dog starts to bite, say no bite in a firm voice and redirect their attention to a toy or treat. 5. Use a muzzle. If your dog has a history of biting, use a muzzle to prevent them from biting while you work on training. 6. Avoid rough play. Avoid rough play with your dog, as it can encourage biting behavior. Encourage play with toys instead. 7. Seek professional help. If your dog's biting behavior is severe or you are having difficulty training them, consider seeking the help of a professional dog trainer or behaviorist. Remember that training your dog not to bite requires patience and consistency. With time and effort, your dog can learn appropriate behavior and become a well-behaved and safe companion. How to train your dog to be quiet despite doorbells. Training your dog to be quiet despite doorbells can be a challenging task, especially if your dog is highly reactive to sounds and stimuli. Here are some tips to help you train your dog to be quiet despite doorbells. 1. Desensitize your dog to doorbell sounds. Start by playing doorbell sounds on low volume for short periods, gradually increasing the volume and length of the sound over time. Pair the sound with a treat or positive reinforcement to help your dog associate the doorbell sound with good things. 2. Teach the quiet command. Teach your dog the quiet command by saying quiet when your dog barks or reacts to the doorbell sound. When your dog stops barking, reward them with a treat or affection. Repeat this process until your dog associates the quiet command with stopping barking. 3. Use a visual cue. Use a visual cue, such as a hand signal, to reinforce the quiet command. When your dog starts to bark at the doorbell, use the hand signal along with the command to signal your dog to stop barking. 4. Practice with a friend or family member. Ask a friend or family member to help you practice doorbell training. Have them ring the doorbell, and when your dog starts to bark, use the quiet command and hand signal to help your dog stop barking. 5. Reward good behavior. When your dog is quiet and calm despite the doorbell, reward them with treats and affection. This will help reinforce the behavior and encourage your dog to continue being quiet. 6. Consider using a crate or baby gate. If your dog has difficulty controlling their barking when someone comes to the door, consider using a crate or baby gate to keep them separated from the door until they learn to be quiet. Remember that training your dog to be quiet despite doorbells requires patience and consistency. With time and effort, your dog can learn to control their barking and become a well-behaved and calm companion. How to train your dog to roll over. Training your dog to roll over is a fun and easy trick that can be taught using positive reinforcement training. Here are the steps to follow. 1. Start with the basic down command. Your dog should be able to lie down on command before you begin teaching them to roll over. 2. Lure your dog into a rollover position. Hold a treat close to your dog's nose and move it in a circular motion towards their shoulder, encouraging them to roll onto their side. As your dog starts to roll over, give the rollover command. 3. Reinforce the behavior with a treat. Once your dog is lying on their side, reward them with the treat and lots of praise. Repeat the process several times until your dog is comfortable with the movement. 4. Encourage your dog to roll all the way over. Gradually increase the circular motion of the treat to encourage your dog to roll all the way over onto their back. As they roll over, give the rollover command and reward them with a treat. 5. Repeat the process. Repeat the process several times, gradually phasing out the use of the treat until your dog is able to roll over on command without it. 6. Practice in different locations. Once your dog has learned the trick, practice it in different locations with different distractions to reinforce the behavior. Remember, training your dog to roll over requires patience and positive reinforcement. Always praise and reward good behavior, and never punish or scold your dog if they do not get it right away. With time and practice, your dog will learn to roll over on command and enjoy showing off their new trick. How to train your dog not to jump on people. Training your dog not to jump on people is an important behavior to teach, especially if your dog is large and could potentially cause harm or discomfort to others. Here are the steps to follow. 1. Ignore the jumping behavior. When your dog jumps on you or someone else, turn your back on them and ignore the behavior. This will help your dog learn that jumping does not get them attention or affection. 2. Teach the off command. Teach your dog the off command by saying off in a firm voice when they jump on you or someone else. As soon as your dog has all four paws on the ground, reward them with a treat or praise. 3. Use positive reinforcement. Whenever your dog greets someone calmly without jumping, reward them with treats or affection to reinforce the good behavior. 4. Practice with a friend or family member. Ask a friend or family member to help you practice training your dog not to jump. Have them approach you while your dog is on a leash, and if your dog jumps, use the off command and turn away until your dog calms down. 5. Reinforce the behavior in different settings. Practice the off command in different settings, such as at the park or on a walk, to reinforce the behavior in different contexts. 6. Be consistent. Be consistent with your training, and ensure that everyone who interacts with your dog reinforces the same behavior. Remember that training your dog not to jump on people requires patience and consistency. With time and practice, your dog will learn to greet people calmly and become a well-behaved companion. How to train your dog to run with you. Running with your dog can be a fun and healthy activity for both you and your furry friend. Here are the steps to follow to train your dog to run with you. 1. Check with your vet. Before starting any exercise program with your dog, make sure to check with your veterinarian to ensure that your dog is healthy enough for running. 2. Start with short distances. Begin by taking your dog on short runs or jogs, gradually increasing the distance and pace over time. This will help your dog build up their stamina and endurance. 3. Use a properly fitted leash and harness. Use a leash and harness that fits your dog properly to ensure that they are comfortable and safe while running. 4. Use positive reinforcement. Reward your dog with treats, praise, and affection for good behavior and for keeping pace with you. 5. Teach basic obedience commands. Teach your dog basic obedience commands such as heel and stay to ensure that they stay close to you and do not run off or get distracted. 6. Monitor your dog's behavior. Pay attention to your dog's behavior while running to ensure that they are not showing signs of fatigue, overheating, or other health problems. 7. Stay hydrated. Make sure to bring water for both you and your dog, especially during hot or humid weather. Remember, training your dog to run with you takes time and patience. Be sure to gradually increase the distance and pace of your runs to prevent injury or fatigue, and always use positive reinforcement to encourage good behavior. With time and practice, you and your dog can enjoy running together as a healthy and fun activity. How to train your dog to attack strangers. It is not appropriate or legal to train your dog to attack strangers or anyone else. Dogs who are trained to attack can pose a serious risk to public safety and may cause physical harm or legal consequences for their owners. Instead of training your dog to attack, it is important to socialize and train them to behave appropriately around people and other animals. Here are some steps to follow to train your dog to be a well-behaved companion. 1. Socialize your dog. Introduce your dog to a variety of people, animals, and environments when they are young to help them develop good social skills and confidence. 2. Teach basic obedience commands. Teach your dog basic obedience commands such as sit, stay, and come to ensure that they are well behaved and responsive to your commands. 3. Use positive reinforcement. Use treats, praise, and affection to reward good behavior and encourage positive interactions with people and other animals. 4. Avoid punishment. Avoid using physical punishment or other aversive methods to correct your dog's behavior, as this can damage the bond between you and your dog and may lead to aggressive behavior. 5. Supervise your dog. Supervise your dog at all times, especially around children and other animals, to prevent any potential problems or incidents. Remember, it is important to train your dog to be a well-behaved companion and to behave appropriately around people and other animals. Avoid training your dog to attack, as this can pose a serious risk to public safety and may cause harm to others or legal consequences for you and your dog. How to train your dog how to shake. Teaching your dog to shake is a fun and easy trick that can be a great way to bond with your furry friend. Here are the steps to follow. 1. Start with a sit. Ask your dog to sit in front of you, using a treat or toy to get their attention. 2. Touch your dog's paw. Gently touch your dog's paw and say shake or paw. Be sure to use a consistent command every time you teach your dog this trick. 3. Reward with a treat. As soon as your dog lifts their paw, reward them with a treat and praise. 4. Repeat the process. Continue to practice touching your dog's paw and saying the command until your dog lifts their paw consistently in response. 5. Add a handshake. Once your dog is lifting their paw consistently, place your hand in front of your dog's paw and say shake or paw. When your dog places their paw in your hand, shake their paw gently and reward them with a treat and praise. 6. Practice with the opposite paw. Once your dog has learned to shake with one paw, repeat the process with the opposite paw until they can shake with both paws. 7. Reinforce the behavior. Practice the trick regularly, and reward your dog with treats and praise every time they perform the trick correctly. Remember, teaching your dog to shake requires patience and consistency. With time and practice, your dog will learn to shake hands on command and become a well-trained companion. Conclusion. Training your dog is an important part of being a responsible dog owner. It helps to establish a bond of trust and respect between you and your furry friend, and can improve their behavior and overall well-being. Whether you are training your dog to perform basic obedience commands, learn fun tricks, or assist you as a service animal, it is important to use positive reinforcement techniques, be patient and consistent, and to seek professional help if necessary. With time, effort, and how to train your dog, you can successfully train and enjoy a happy and healthy relationship with them.